I just wanted to point out to people that a number of people communicated with me, either, you know, via email, phone calls, whatever, over the last few days, that they were very intimidated by coming forward. They've sent through statements and so on, but they're in their jobs as Aboriginal people. They've been threatened with not being able to speak out. I know it's across the whole of the public service in a way, but if, when it's your lunch break, you know, and you're standing with your people, it's pretty disgraceful that there are people that would like to be here but aren't because of that threat of losing their incomes, losing their livelihoods. It's not right and it needs to change. The other thing I'll just say before introducing Keisha Jamieson, a statistic that you can take with you from one of the statisticians who also couldn't speak publicly today, but has pointed out that the recommendations of the Royal Commission aren't worth the paper they were written on, which, you know, we've seen as obvious. But the Royal Commission was actually supposed to look at about 124 deaths in custody, only dealt with 99 and made 339 recommendations. Only a few of those, like under 10, have been implemented anywhere. So that inquiry that was called for by one of our earlier speakers is very much needed. Why were only a few of those recommendations implemented? And at just number-wise, we've already passed 339 deaths in custody now. We're up to 340 with Ms. Jew, and it's time they stopped. It cannot continue. Keisha Haynes Jamieson has had first-hand experience as an 11-year-old as well of being manhandled, badly handled by police after her 7-year-old brother was arrested. And I'd like Keisha to share some of her experiences and a tribute song that she's written for Ms. Jew. Please welcome our youngest representative here today and a voice for the youth who are standing up all around the country today at these other protests.
Wai balia, my name is Keisha Jamieson. I'll just sit down here. Sorry, mob. I'm a Noongar girl. You know, I'm a Noongar Pinjara, one guy. You know, we've all got those mix. My mum's Gomeroi. I spent 11 years in Perth. Most of my life I spent there, you know. So it was hard having to leave that place. But one of the main reasons why I had to leave was because one day me and my Gubba friend, white friend, we went to the school down from our house. We know we always go to the canteen every day during, you know, school time. But it was on a Saturday, you know. And me and her, we pinched a few lollies, ice creams on a hot day, and came back and there were police at my house saying it's serious and I'm just 11 years old. I didn't know. I noticed during that week, right, they were going doing drive-bys past our house, making sure, like, trying to threaten us kind of thing, you know, just 11. During that week, right, they monitoring, watching us. My brother, every day for about 2 years since he was, you know, a kid, going over across the road to his best friend's house. One day they went there. So they picked him up, you know, put him in a back paddy wagon, took him to the police station, saying it's serious. They locked him up. 7 years old. I stood there crying outside the thing like, why are they doing this to us, you know? Anyways, when Mum found out we weren't good, you know, English being like our third language and a different dialect, broken English. They can fool us anyways with the English. So when we got home, realised that it was actually really bad. They came by maybe a week or two later, knowing that my mum's doing something about my brother. They said, oh, well, if you drop these charges, you know, what we did to your younger son, we won't touch your daughter. We won't do nothing. Threats, pretty much. At the age of 11, we had to pack up and leave that town. And I'm thinking, why, Mum? Why I got to be taken from my own people? I don't know anyone on Canberra side. Anyways, I've had phone calls over the years since then. I'm now 19 years old, turning 20 in January. I still get phone calls over the years, even when I was 16. Oh, yeah, your cousin just got locked up, tasered, pepper sprayed. They've been crying and, you know, all this stuff going through court, in and out. Why? Why can't we live our lives? What's the go? So since then, I've lost so many, many kids, so many youth. I've buried more than 20 kids. More. And just imagine how my elders feel. I'm me being the strong one, having to hold them up, you know, while they're crying. It's not on. And it stops now. Coming from a young person, I'm saying, I told you my story. I'm in Canberra now because of it. That's why. When I go to parties these days, my friends, I'll say, oh, quick, police are here, police are here. I'll be gone for 3 hours. And my best friend, she knows, everyone's like, where's Keisha, where's Keisha? Don't worry, she'll show up soon. She's just hiding from the police. She's just hiding from the police. When they're gone, maybe an hour after they've left, I'll come out. That's how scared I am. Why? Because I'm black compared to all my friends, you know, different cultures, but I'm still Indigenous. And I'm too scared. 22 years old. Two years older than me. And she got killed. Why? So this song that I've written, right, we can't really, we can't speak of the dead. It's forbidden. It is too, it's taboo. You know, you can't say their name when someone passes away. So if I offend any of the family members by, you know, dedicating the song to Jaleika, I'm sorry, they've given me permission, but, you know, from saying her name, just added Jaleika Du. You know, that's sad. That's one name gone. You know what they say? Kumrana. I'm named after a spiritual woman named Onbi. When she passes away, they call me Kumrana, which means no name. Now it's time for us to step up, and I'll show you a few songs. Even my grandfather, right, that lived at the Parliament House. You know how he died, how I didn't get to meet him? He got bashed by police and had a heart attack. That's why I don't know my grandfather. So I hope you guys take this in the song that I've written. It means something to me. Red, black and yellow, you know? Here you go.
Today's the day we all get to lay you down. Today's the last day that I'll ever see your face. I cry. How do I erase? Sometimes my thoughts can overpower. I cry. If I knew that your life would be taken so soon, I would have done all I could just to be right by you. You had my back since the day, how could I forget you? And it's so sad that I don't even get to see you. And now it's too late, and I don't wanna talk to a grave. It's emotional. Why can't you see? And that's why my people cry.
Rest in peace to all those young souls. Even my grandfather. It's how they all die, and I swear. We're not a dying race. Thank you.